Now it's time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there is a town in North Carolina. It sounds beautiful, but there's a war zone going on.
What the heck is happening? Oh, wow.
A sign war.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a sign war with a bunch of area businesses all along the strip there in Moorhead City, North Carolina, you're doing okay.
Well, listen, this feels more like a feel-good for us because it's probably entertaining, right?
So it all started when a place called Iona's Grill and Bar left a message saying, "Happy birthday, Jeff," on its marquee. For nearly a month.
Oh, wow.
The sign I had, "Happy birthday, Jeff," for 26 days, roughly.
And I just, I put up Yanni's, "Quit being lazy, change your sign."
Yeah, and so the neighboring business called Dank Burrito took a shot at them by putting up that sign that was like, "Hey, quit being lazy, change your sign."
Oh, dang.
And I responded with, "We're not lazy, we're just busier than you."
Oh, snap.
So then they changed their sign to say, "No, we're not lazy, we just have more business."
Because it started with these, I guess, and now all the way down there's all the different restaurants messing with each other.
I think there's probably over 70 businesses that's chimed in since.
I'm going to keep it going as long as I can.
Yeah.
OMG, this is great.
And there's literally now a Facebook page devoted to all these signs in this town of North Carolina.
Just to keep up? How many of them are doing this?
Around
70?
70, yeah. So,
oh, my gosh.
Like the Taco Bell that has on their marquee.
Fantastic.
Dank, want a taco about your feelings? The Moorhead City Middle School said, "Wait a minute, men. We have dank learning going on."
Wow.
Farmer's Market even jumped in.
The Farmer's Market?
"We really want world peas. Romaine calm."
I love this. This is a feel good. It's not a
Franklin
setting the bar. This
Memorial
is a
Methodist Church said, "Global lettuce talk about Jesus." Iona's jumped back in and said, "Taco break, dank. Y'all are losing this war."
So they're all kind of chiming in to take sides between the two main businesses that started it, kind of, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, like a Boak Sound Elementary. "If you can read all the funny signs in town, dank a teacher."
Dank. I love it. I love this. It makes me want to go there just to drive around and look at the signs.
Another one, "Let us beef up this conversation and taco about school lunch debt. Queso, you didn't know the kids need our help."
Wow. They're rolling in trying to bring some messages.
An eye doctor jumping in. "I-E-Y-E am finding it hard to focus with all of the cornea signs around."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyways, it is all over. It's rampant. It's a rampant war zone there in Moorhead City, North Carolina.
Oh, I love it. I think this is fantastic. This is not a setting the bar. This is a feel-good.
Well, we didn't know what category to put this in, so
well,
setting
now we
the
know.
Bar
we can recategorize
so,
it.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a sign war with area businesses, then you're doing okay.
This is fantastic.
No blood was shed in this
war.
Do we know
who's winning currently? Because Dank was kind of what they were, the aggressor, right?
Who's winning?
Yeah. I mean, they got to be winning.
I don't know.
The other businesses are chiming in.
Sonic even jumped in and said, our ice cream machine works, unlike Mick. Never mind. And then another one that said, "Corporate made us take it down. # petty." That's funny. Anyways, there
yeah,
it
Dank
is.
Started it. This is great. I'm going to watch it.
Well, I was going to say, we can share the Facebook page.
Yeah, we got to keep checking in.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show.
This
and we'll also share it on X as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. That's your setting the bar story.